CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. Today, we're joined by Brianna Sachs, a disaster reporter with the Washington Post. She's been investigating a troubling trend, Facebook flagging and deleting critical alerts about wildfires and hurricanes. Her reporting has uncovered how these social media missteps are disrupting vital communication in fire-prone communities. Brianna, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You collected more than 40 examples of Facebook removing emergency posts from its platform. How did you first get onto this story?
I was covering the Park Fire, and I have some sources at WatchDuty, which is the app that tracks wildfires in real time. And they were pinging me saying that people who were trying to share links to the incident on Facebook were getting their posts flagged and removed. And then at the same time on X, formerly known as Twitter, people who were using the hashtag Park Fire were getting linked to like porn and like weird content. So this massive wildfire is erupting and people can't share information in real time. I was really swamped, so I didn't really get to do the story at the time, but it was something I then started to watch.
And so you mentioned that the misflagging of posts on Facebook has been a problem in the past, but it really ramped up this year in June. Do you have a sense of what happened?
It's actually really interesting. I had no idea what a big problem it was. And then I started investigating and I posted in a lot of these large community scanner wildfire information groups, which are vital sources and hubs for information during fires and emergencies. And I got bombarded with people sending me screenshots. And I figured out that it seems like something happened in June, maybe with Facebook's AI or something. They changed an algorithm, but that's when the problem really started to take off. It had happened, like I had one example from February. It happened like once or twice I saw in 2018, but from June on, it seems like most people who were trying to share not only WatchDuty, but links to CAL FIRE, their local governments, a wildfire tracking, video camera that's popular in California, those were just getting taken down.
Do you have any sense of what was going on?
No. So I reached out to Facebook and they were kind of like, this is weird. And the language was really interesting. It said that it looked like these people were trying to get likes for their content. So it was kind of hammering them for, maybe using the incident or something to boost their own posts and profiles. So, Facebook, they were not aware of the problem until I brought it up, and they said they had a team investigating it and they wouldn't be able to get back to me in time of publication. And I still haven't heard from them about what the issue might be. They said they restored a lot of the posts I sent over, but still haven't explained why those posts were getting flagged as spam and then removed.
So Facebook said they hadn't heard about this problem. Do you think that the people that were sending you, these flagged, the postings they were getting, were they not trying to get in touch with Facebook? Is it a case of maybe one hand not talking to the other?
Well, Facebook's notoriously hard to get in touch with. You know, for a social media company, like they're not very social, like in terms of the people who work there, like you don't really get a real human. So they had actually repeatedly reached out and complained or, pushed back against the flagging. In nearly every instance, the post violated Facebook's community standards in a misleading way. And so then they would contest that. And everyone I talked to said they never heard back from Facebook. WatchDuty themselves reached out to the platform and flagged it to them. And they said that they also didn't hear back.
So your job is to cover natural disasters for the Post. We all know that timely information in an emergency is critical. It's like a life and death thing. When these types of disasters strike, where do people go to get their news?
I grew up in California, and I grew up evacuating wildfires, and just the way that communication has changed, especially after 2017 and 2018, these groups on Facebook have become invaluable, you know, not only like centers, but where people who don't even live in the area, maybe who have elderly parents, like they join these groups to check on loved ones. So even though, you know, local state governments, they push out their official information on Nixle, on their channels. So many people I talk to say that when something, they smell smoke, they hear a siren, they immediately just go log on to Facebook and check the group, and people are already chattering. And what's amazing is a lot of residents, especially in rural areas, have really educated themselves on fire behavior, on aircrafts. Like they listen to scanners, they know what all these codes mean. And so they're kind of like, you know, fire talkers themselves. And so then they distill this information for residents and others in real time. So they're just huge.
For our listeners who may not be aware of these Facebook groups that like provide disaster news alerts, and they speak the fire lingo, and they can quickly translate in real time, like how long have these groups been around?
So they've been around for a while, but as I said, after 2017, 2018, when, you know, these wildfires just took out entire towns and they moved really quickly, they exploded. So, you know, I talked to a moderator who in Mendocino, and there's one there that's 35,000 members. Another group has 80,000 members. And so as disasters have become more severe, have become more frequent, the Facebook groups have become more entrenched in these communities.
And who are the people running these pages? They're just well-meaning
they're
volunteers.
They're totally fascinating. Yeah, they're volunteers. A lot of them, you know, either have disaster emergency response experience. Like I spoke to one woman, her name is Danila Sands, and she runs the Mendocino Action News Group, which has 35,000 members. And she works for a nonprofit disaster response organization. And then this is her hobby, but it's also like her other job. They're on these groups all the time, and they're moderating them. They're flagging, making sure that people aren't posting misinformation. And you know, they have scanners going all the time themselves. They're just really passionate about emergency response and fire.
So what's been the impact of Facebook deleting their post? Can we point to anything that really bad that's happened?
Well, it was actually really ironic because my editor was like, okay, you know, this is a good story, but we kind of need some news here to make it relevant. So, you know, keep reporting and we'll see what happens. So I'm reporting on this. And Sunday, I think September 8th, a fire breaks out in Lake County, which is where my mom lives. And it starts to look really bad. And it's a wooey fire. So it broke out near an apartment complex. And all of a sudden, you know, it's typical California summer, winds are whipping, it's dry. And I'm like, I wonder if this is going on. So I joined the Lake County groups, and everyone is starting to try and post. And then I post myself saying, you know, I'm this reporter covering it. And then I start getting, again, like bombarded with, I tried to post this one, I tried to post this one. So I'm kind of living it in real time, seeing how people are trying to update the community, like where my own mother lives, and they're having trouble. So that then became the focus of my story. It just kind of all coalesced like that. So
you're actually
I got to see it play out.
You're actually near an evacuation area, and are you watching the post like become deleted like in real time?
Well, it's so hard because that was another issue, is that people didn't know their posts were deleted. Facebook didn't alert them. So they would put all this work into synthesizing links and information into a initial, hey, here's what's going on post. And then they'd continue their scanning and their tracking, and Facebook would have removed the post and people wouldn't know until they go and they check their inbox and they have a message from Facebook. So that was frustrating. You know, people 10 minutes later, when a fire, you know how fast a fire can move in just like a, you know, 5 minutes. So it's hard to see when they're removed, because it happens kind of under the radar and people aren't aware. So they have to go back and they have to redo the post. So I did watch and was talking to a moderator who had to do that.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, We're talking to Brianna Sachs of the Washington Post about Facebook's algorithm unintentionally deleting critical news alerts during natural disasters. Do you have a sense of why these posts are being flagged as spam? Like, what's going on the Facebook side?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a tech reporter, but something I was noticing was that it seems to happen when there's a lot of action around a post or a group, right? So this event happens, everyone's starting to pour in, start engaging, people are posting. So I don't know if it's like AI senses that engagement and thinks it's malicious or misleading and then takes it down. That is my hypothesis. But again, I have no basis. It's just like from my own investigation and like talking to some people, I noticed it happened a lot with links. So people, maybe Facebook is worried that people are trying to use an event and then take users out of the platform to something nefarious. That could be it too. But I also did capture incidents where people had their posts flagged as spam, as misleading spam, or trying to get likes, just posting screenshots as well. And then I heard from another woman yesterday who said she tried to post a link to a dog shelter event, and that was marked as misleading spam.
So is there every reason to think that Facebook is like trying to be a good faith player here? Like, you know, they're trying to verify these posts. And do you think that these emergency news alerts could be vulnerable to misinformation? Like, could this be a good faith effort on the part of Facebook?
Well, I'm sure it is. I mean, that was a problem, right? In the past, we know that influenced our election. So I think there is some overlap there with them trying to police the platform in a good way and like really use AI and emerging technology to make it safer. But on the flip side of that is like where, you know, we still need humans, I think, to involved in that. And I don't know what the scale is in terms of like who is moderating the AI and like what is flagging or ticking these off. But we're getting into the real thick of fire season here. And so I'm pretty on them about trying to hopefully figure this out and maybe loosen whatever flags that they have for these posts, or maybe like fine tune it a bit so that people can continue to post emergency information from verified sources.
Did Facebook give you a sense that like, yes, we're on it, this is a mission critical for us? What was their response?
I don't know if my request falls into mission critical, but they told me around September 9th that they had a team working on it and it might not be ready for when my story comes out, but I haven't heard anything if that team still is digging into this or not. They haven't gotten back to my last few replies.
Brianna, just in our last 30 seconds here, what are other apps or websites are good for emergencies? Is there some other alternative that people should know about?
I mean, people should subscribe and be watching as many verified sources of information as they can. WatchDuty has really broken through as like the number one source, especially for wildfires. You know, like I would like get alerts for all your local emergency departments. Twitter is also still really good. Nixel. So definitely try and diversify your channels of where you're getting information. But for a lot of people, they're just not tech savvy. And I understand that. So.
Well, Brianna, thank you so much for joining us and for your reporting, which is accessible and is accurate. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. I do my best. Have a good one.
Brianna Sachs is a disaster reporter for The Washington Post. We've been talking about Facebook flagging and deleting emergency-related posts amid the ongoing wildfire season. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.